Thanks to Frankie with Hooting Yard. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. It's now 1:30. The clocks have gone back. And this is Six Pillars to Persia with Farrah Bradley. Today, we're focusing on artist Anahita Rezvani and a musician called Alireza Mashayekhi, who was born in 1940 in Tehran and is one of the pioneers of Persian modern music, symphonic works. And he's been released on a CD which is reviewed in The Wire this month. It's called Persian Electronic Music, Yesterday and Today. And it features one CD of his own works and one CD of Soteh's works. Soteh is an artist who we featured a few times on Six Pillars to Persia, and we'll be looking at his work from this CD later on in the series. Today I'm going to play you two tracks from Alireza Mashayekhi and an interview with artist Anahita Rezvani. So now let's hear the track called Mithra, Opera 90, which is 10 minutes and 24 seconds long.
Thank you.
So we were listening to the track called Mithra by Alireza Mashayekhi. That was his homage to Mithraistic beliefs. According to the composer, it takes us into an unreal space. Well, I think he succeeded there. This is a fantastic CD. It's a double CD set from Sub Rosa Records, and it's got some really detailed notes. I'll read you some of that later, and we'll have one more track from Alireza. But until then, we can hear from Anahita Rezavani. She's an artist living in London. Well, she actually lives in Iran, but she has to come to London to show her works.
I'm talking to Anahita Rezavani here at the opening of her first show with Parava, and she's going to be interviewed by Jennifer.
Well, the content, it looks like quite a horrific scene. To me, it looks like a woman is being raped by somebody.
I paint from photos, and I quite change them a little bit. And I try not to make them so cut and clear, saying this is what you have to get from them. So I'm quite happy for you to understand anything you would like to.
Did you want it to have a disturbing significance, or it's open to...
It's open, but for some time I have been looking at these images, like when I've been here, these images that I get here through the internet and magazines, which maybe I don't get them when I'm in Iran, and I have been disturbed.
So what inspired the second painting?
I started working from pictures, trying to paint about the stereotype and the stereotype image the Western have both Iran and Iranians. So all the images I would get from the internet and news was about war and terror and terrorism. And now I've come to the belief that it's not a lie, like a stereotype is based on a truth. And I started as having an opposition against it, but now it's got to me. I approve of some of them. Some of them makes me so angry, and some of them makes me want to do something about it. Or like, it's just my reaction. It's just my trying to understand what's going on through painting them.
So are you painting from a westernized Iranian's perspective?
I started looking at myself from a westernized perspective because I didn't know I was Iranian until I came here, and everyone said, you're Iranian. And this enforced image, and an image which is not always true, but they have. It's not difficult to change that overnight because it's fixed and it has been fed over years, and trying to give it like a new view as well, like from my perspective, who has lived here like for 20 years of my life just in Iran, and I've been just out of Iran for the last 3 years.
What specifically, if you can pinpoint it, has changed in your view of your country or the subjects that inspired you before to paint?
I'm from a generation, we are children of after revolution, and the generation before me has a different life, and the generation after us has a different life, because we had to fight really hard for every little right we got in terms of dressing, in terms of what we do, and in terms of how we live and what we listen to, in terms of getting really basic freedoms of life as teenagers, as young people, and we had to fight for them really hard, and we had to gain them very little by little, which we gain them now, and it's becoming more and more normal for people younger than us to do whatever. And then I look at that generation, and this very simple basic things of life, like being a woman trying to work, and it's not like Saudi Arabia or anything, but in a different way.
But in your paintings, do you try to draw out maybe how women, I imagine women have had it a little bit harder than the men?
I always thought that as a woman, I had to work twice as hard. I'm not from a close family who has been opposed to me or anything, but I always thought that I have to work twice as hard to be accepted. What did you do to get here? Like, who did you sleep to get here? When I think of Iran, I think of really aggressive men trying to control everything in the name of being your dad, being your father, being the guy who collects you in the street because you're not wearing your scarf. So I do have quite a hatred towards them. So I'm sure it shows.
The Iranians you've met here,
yes,
are they similar in that
they
respect?
They could never be similar because there's not really a strong force in the name of government behind them or in the name of culture behind them. So they could never be, even if they have the tendency in themselves, they could never be the same.
So government has a lot to do with that, the way
yes.
the people are.
Yes.
And the third painting, is that
from like a lab in nuclear station?
None of your subjects seem to have faces.
Yes, I used to paint people as ants or little insects. Now they have become humans, but they are not allowed faces yet.
I just wondered, with the politics that comes into your art, do you ever find any repercussions being an Iranian and being political?
Oh, we so avoid the word political. No, we don't do politics. No, we don't do politics. I may have to go back, like I'm a student here.
You wouldn't be able to show these in Iran or do these?
I'm not sure, because as much as I'm concerned, these are like photos. It could be photos.
How many like-minded individuals are there, or kindred spirits, people that you can talk to, share ideas with, share art with, or get inspiration from?
Iranians.
Back in Iran, do you feel like an island in your own country, or is there a community?
The art world is a community, quite a small one, but a very intellectual, very active one, especially the young ones. They try to do lots of different things. They try to show everywhere all sorts of things. Like we don't want that really dark view at Iran. Like we want to say, like we have quite a different life as well.
Okay, so that was Anahita Rezvani being interviewed by myself and her friend at the Parawar Gallery, where she flew from Iran to show her work. Earlier on, we were listening to Alireza Mashayekhi. I'm going to play another one of his tracks in a moment. If you want to get hold of this double CD set, you can go to www.subrosa.net. That's S-U-B-R-O-S-A. Alireza Mashayekhi is one of the pioneers of Persian symphonic music. He's an avant-garde composer whose ideas and works have been performed in Iran and abroad for more than 35 years and has greatly influenced the contemporary music in Iran. In 1993, he co-founded the Tehran Contemporary Music Group and in 1995 established the Iranian Orchestra for New Music. You can hear them on Hermes Records. He's developed quite a few philosophies over the years about music, and they're detailed in the booklet that comes with the double CD set. One piece I'd like to read you is about his own philosophical thesis in music. He believes that we can discover truth only through multi-logical structures of artistic thought. This is a way we can encompass the contradictions that truth carries in itself. Mashayekhi argues that by abandoning sequential problem solving that has indisputably dominated logic, we are able to pursue simultaneously a number of X's. He therefore calls his own way of structuring music the quest for meta X. He has introduced this kind of search in many of his compositions as early as 30 years ago. However, he coins this term and takes it into his philosophical system rather recently. Meta X is an umbrella term that shows Mashayekhi's path in his musical journey through his compositional styles over all these years. So I'll leave you with a track by him called Yad, which is Opera 66. It is performed by the composer on a synthesizer, and in this composition, he uses an Iranian theme in order to construct a static and melancholic atmosphere. This is Six Pillars to Persia. I'm Ferry Bradley. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. Thank you. Fantastic. That was Yard by Mashayekhi from the CD Persian Electronic Music Yesterday and Today, 1966 to 2006. That was Six Pillars to Persia. You can always find us. We have podcasts on the website http://sixpillarstopersia.wordpress.com.